Heavenly Father, it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, we're working our way slowly through the Sermon on the Mount, and we come to the part that I really didn't want to preach on because I get nervous talking about this, especially because my mom's here. No. I have to get over it. Well, I got the wrong scripture passage listed there. It's actually going to be Matthew chapter 5. I got the wrong chapter. I don't know how that happened. 5 is nothing like 21. Verses 27 through 30. You have heard that it was said, "Do not commit adultery." But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. This is the word of the Lord. So from the Ten Commandments, we're told not to commit adultery. And this is kind of funny. I record my podcasts. I record my sermons and I podcast them. I put them out on the internet. And a couple years ago when I went through the Ten Commandments, I did a sermon and the sermon title was Adultery. And I think it's really kind of funny because typically one of my sermons will get, I think we're up to about 10, there's probably like 10 people out there who are listening to my sermons off the internet. Well, the sermon I did on adultery a couple of years ago got 30 downloads. I don't know why. So we'll see how many this one gets. I tell you that anyone looks on a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. This passage is not just about lust and adultery. I want to make that clear. It's really hard for me to talk about lust and adultery because I get embarrassed easily. I'm probably going to turn red and blush. But that's not just what it's about. It's about any kind of sin. Because let's face it, you know, last week we talked about, you know, comparing hate with murder. And did you ever notice that you can just hate somebody like that? It can happen very quickly. And I know with some of the work I've done inside the prison and in working with some murderers, a lot of times they're not thinking about what they're doing. It becomes just a reaction. I mean, unfortunately, that's the way it is. And sometimes it's an accident. It doesn't mean to go as far as it did. Adultery can't happen by mistake. It's not an accident. And there are many sins that we commit in our lives that are the same kind of way. They're not really accidents. Now, let's make sure that we're clear on the fact that any sin we can commit can be forgiven. Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to take our sins away so that we could be forgiven. Every sin we ever committed, every sin we ever will commit, every sin we could possibly commit, all forgiven. Okay? Not that we're supposed to keep trying to sin. He wants us to turn to him and to repent of our sin. The word repent technically means to turn around and go the other way. Unfortunately, for some of us, we may turn around from our sin and then turn back around. When we seek forgiveness from God, it's not really such a good idea for us to, as we're doing it, plan the next time, though sometimes we do. We catch ourselves in sin and we're sorry for it, and we seek forgiveness because we know we've done wrong, but we do it again. Perhaps out of habit. You know, there are people who have addictions. I understand that. And we rail to fight against our addictions, and we fight against them, and we try, and we become overcome. We fail, but we try again. That's what God wants of us, to try to stop. The passage continues, if your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. Now, we're not advocating self-mutilation, just so that we're clear on this. I don't want anybody going home and cutting anything off. The idea here is to take a look at what's going on with us. In the analogy of lust, somebody with an eye missing can still lust. Somebody with a hand missing can still commit adultery. You know, these things won't keep us from sinning. You see, these thoughts start somewhere. These sins come from somewhere in thought, and sometimes they are planned. I know I just heard it this morning in Romans. I think 6:23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's interesting how it refers to that. The wages of sin is death. You know why they use the term wages there? It's because that's what we've earned. When we have a job, we go out and we do our job and we come back and we collect our wages. And let's face it, some of us in our lives have worked very hard at our sin. But the forgiveness that comes from God is a gift. We didn't earn it and we can't earn it. He gives it to us freely from His love. While we have worked and planned to turn against Him, it is better for part of us to come off than for all of us to go to hell. The part of us that we need to cut off is not physical, but it's that desire to do wrong. It's that desire that we need to cut off. It's that desire that we need to throw away. That desire that we need to get rid of. I know a lot of times, again, the men I talk to in the prison, sometimes when they get out, they will go right back into the situation they were in before, because they go right back to the people they were with before who led them down the wrong path in the first place that ended them up in jail. Sometimes it's those bad influences we have to get rid of. Whatever that thing is that leads us astray. It might be a person. It might be a habit that we need to fight against and try to overcome. Certainly not our eyes. Certainly not our hands. We have lived our lives in such a way. We think and we plan. It's from the inside, and it's from our hearts that sin emerges. Because most of the sin we commit really doesn't come from just something happening. Things happen without forethought, sometimes without thought, but sometimes there are things that we do that we plan. And certainly after we are done, we are sorry, we are regretful, we are repentant, but we need to look at what we're doing. We need to think about the things we're thinking about and see if we can stop before we get to the action. Our sin starts in our thought. Again, as we compared hate to murder and lust to adultery, the sin starts in the thought and then carries on forward. If we can stop it at the thought, without needing to be repentant, without needing to be sorry for what we did, how much easier will it be for us to repent, to turn around and go the other way? I would hazard to say it would be much easier. While we still need to seek forgiveness from God for these thoughts, how much more peace can we feel in our own hearts seeking that forgiveness than for seeking forgiveness for taking some action that we regret? We all do make mistakes. We all do things wrong. But let us not forget that there is forgiveness for us. God sent His Son to die for us for our sins. We have forgiveness. Amen.
Who can live in your sanctuary? Oh Lord, who can walk on your...
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church, or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And I think the good and final word for us today is redeemed. You see, we have the opportunity to turn around and go the other way. When we catch ourselves starting to stray, is it not best that we do that? As human beings, we are all sinners, and we all fall short of the glory of God. It's just how it is. What matters is how we respond to that. Do we struggle to not do it again? That's what we need to do. That's where we need to go. We need to turn the other direction and go that way. This service is over. Your service must now begin. Go from this place and be blessed. Amen.